This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be looking at hydroxy trace minerals in the feeding program. This research was presented by Dr. Jose Santos from the University of Florida. Traditionally, Bill, we had looked at sulfates and oxides as sources for these trace minerals. And the problem is that the work out of Ohio State indicates that it will reduce fiber digestibility in the rumen, especially the sulfates. And we know if the copper is available, we also know that it's used in foot baths. And why do we put it in foot baths? Because the copper kills organisms that can lead to foot disorders in dairy cattle. The organic trace minerals and hydroxies, one of them, form very strong bonds. And as a result, they are very stable in the rumen, therefore they do not release the copper or the zinc or whatever the cation is going to be out in the program. And they are soluble at lower pHs, which allow them to be absorbed across and get into the digestive tract or into the bloodstream. And so there was a meta-analysis conducted by Michigan State University, and there was 12 different comparisons in this meta-analysis. And the results were about 1.51% increase in nutri-detergent fiber digestibility, which means that there's more fiber digestion going on, better utilization of the forages. And that led into about 0.7 pounds more milk in these 12 different studies. There was no differences in dry matter intake. So the University of Florida decided to do a very more intensive study here. They used 141 cows, and they were 28 days prepartum to 105 days postpartum. And the levels they were feeding were, depending on if it was the hydroxy form or traditional forms, 65 parts per million zinc, 6 parts per million copper, and 65 parts per million in the feeding program here. They've monitored milk production. They took liver biopsies at 10 and 50 days after calving, and they also monitored disease and reproductive performance, although with a limited number of cows, they're very difficult to pick up some of those. Results, very interesting. There was no difference in dry matter intake, which we were not expecting. Close-up heifers were consuming about 26 pounds of dry matter, and the older cows, 33 pounds of dry matter in the close-up diet. There was no differences in energy balance in these cows, as evident by no changes in non-esteric fatty acids, which would reflect fat mobilization as well. What is interesting, Bill, is that colostrum was up about 4 pounds in those cows that were fed the hydroxy form of the trace mineral. They also analyzed the milk fat here, and they saw higher levels of short-chain fatty acids that are 16 carbon and less, and that would reflect the greater digestibility of NDF here in the feeding program. There's no differences in milk, urea, nitrogen, or total milk yield. They did see some improvement in lowering and retained placenta. That may be due to less morbidity in the uterine, due to uterine tracts. And as a result, they had about 42% improvement in reproductive performance. There's no difference in progesterone levels, which we weren't anticipating as well. And we had about 13% more pregnancies by 305 days after the initiation of the lactation. So certainly, and by the way, the impact, there was a greater impact on the multipares, which means older cows, compared to the first lactation cows. So the take-home message here is that organic trace minerals and hydroxy can be a very useful change to improve fiber digestibility and dynamics in the rumen, and can have an improvement here in a colostrum yield and fertility. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Two important considerations for cattle producers as they protect their livestock from impacts of Arctic cold and other adverse winter weather effects. Water and plenty of it. According to North Dakota State University Extension's Carl Hoppe.
Frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time. So adequate water is paramount.
Whether it's manual chopping of ice in water troughs to give cattle H2O access, or
heat your element either below the water bowl or actually an element that's in the water bowl that turns on and off based on the temperature of the water to help keep your water from freezing up. There might be propane or coal-fired type things or wood-fired type burners that can be submerged in larger tanks to try to keep the water from freezing up.
Just as important, feed, especially that with greater energy content for animals to combat Arctic weather conditions. And if needed, high energy supplements such as grain or byproducts in the event of extended cold temperatures. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.